This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Apple is expected to release a new, larger iPad sometime this year. It could be more business-oriented. Thus far, most research on our use of tablets suggests they're primarily a source of entertainment, but that could be changing. Companies like Microsoft, Samsung, and Apple all want to convince governments and companies to use their tablet products to make workers fitter, happier, more productive. Reports this week suggest Apple's new iPad is running into manufacturing snags because of its larger screen size. Could its eventual arrival make a big impact? Nova Safo takes a look.
The hot fight right now is over getting businesses to buy tablets. It's a multi-billion dollar market, but tablet sales have been cooling off, says J.P. Bouchard of the market research firm IDC.
People are not replacing tablets every 2 years or even every 3 years. So that market is a bit saturated on the consumer space.
So if you can't get consumers, get businesses.
Tablets in businesses like healthcare or field work or point of sale.
That's Eric Smith of Strategy Analytics. Microsoft and Google are already going after those markets. The new entrant is Apple. It's rumored to be planning a bigger iPad for business use that will go into production later this year, just as Microsoft releases a new operating system that'll work on both mobile and desktop computers. Smith says it boils down to this.
Who can win over the CIOs in reliability, in security, in interoperability.
With Apple's rumored new iPad, says Smith, 2015 promises to be a big year for business tablets. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.